Instead of departing for his highliner, the inspector demanded a special meeting with the technocrats. The council members reacted with astonishment to hear what Romber had done, then showered the guildsman with apologies. Avati's voice was soothing. "This is just a misunderstanding. Earl Romber is preoccupied with personal concerns and isn't thinking lucidly. Obviously, his decision is not in the best interests of the Ixian economy." In an emergency session, the council members unanimously invoked an obscure clause of the Ixian Charter. Because Romber's brash decision could cause irreparable harm to Ix's reputation, they voted to countermand his order and called for work to recommence at once. As a show of good faith, they reaffirmed the delivery date, promising to release the Highliner as planned. Romber could protest, but with his power base diminishing day by day, he could do nothing about it. There are countless definitions and interpretations of a life well spent, and of the opposite. There are often widely divergent biographies of a particular person. The same individual can be either demon or saint, and even shades of both. From The Wisdom of Muad'Dib by the Princess Irulan. Aboard the Highliner, Rainvar gathered his troop in a large, echoing compartment that the Waku had provided for them to relax in together. Their belongings had been containerized and placed in a cargo hold of the great ship. The jungler leader strutted back and forth, smiling. "Balut is our next venue. For the first time ever, we play the famed Theater of Shards." Though the face dancers showed neither enthusiasm nor disappointment, the other troop members murmured with excitement. Bronzo perked up and whispered to Paul, "My grandmother was from Balut. Lady Shando." Paul nudged him. Though they had provided their first names, neither boy had revealed much about their identities. Bronzo fell silent, but one of the face dancers, Sielto, leaned closer. "Your family comes from there, young man?" Paul said in a hard voice, "Do face dancers have unusually acute hearing and no respect for personal privacy?" The shapeshifter smiled. "Old Emperor Elrud had a concubine named Shando, and she was from Balut." "Shando is a common name there, especially after the Emperor's concubine," Bronzo said. "Many families fantasize that their own daughters might go off to join the Imperial Court." "I see." The face dancer was maddeningly unreadable. "That certainly explains the coincidence." Before they reached Balut, Rainvar held several private sessions with Paul and Bronzo. "If you two are going to be part of this troop, I should teach you simple techniques that jonglers use to generate enthusiasm in the audience, to enhance emotions and make the people love you, cheer for you, follow your lead. Won't there be times in your lives that you need to convince others? Maybe even large crowds?" "But we are not master jonglers," Paul said. "No mass hypnosis, no telepathic techniques or complex tricks. Those things are not necessary for you to know. But at the very least, you both need to be competent orators in order to spread the word on various planets about our upcoming shows. Let me show you how to mesmerize the listeners." Rainvar leaned closer, striking a pose with an utterly sincere and captivating smile. "You see, much of the technique of convincing people, of selling them, involves the careful use of voice and facial expressions. Once you master the subtle art of manipulating people, either one at a time or in great numbers, you will always be able to achieve your goals." As the two boys sat down to listen and Rainvar began his instruction, Paul was reminded of some of the lessons his mother had taught him about Bene Gesserit techniques and manipulations. He frowned, having second thoughts. If you have to trick people into cooperating with you, then you are not an honorable person. It went against everything Duke Leto had taught him, but he recalled seeing a harder side of his father when it came to political realities. Honor or dishonor depends on how you employ your talents, not the nature of the talents themselves. Surely there's nothing wrong with encouraging people to attend an entertaining show